This is GamerCast episode 330, SimCity. Well, duh. This is the show recorded on the 18th of March, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So what's happening?
Not a huge amount in gaming world land, really.
Gaming world land. What's that, a Mario game gone horribly wrong?
No.
My name's Hiro Nakamura, the guy out of Heroes, and I can't decide what to call this new Mario game. Should we call it Mario World or Land? I'm not sure. Let's go back in time, or whatever my special ability is. Sorry, it's the first Japanese name to come into mind. I like to say that everything I said about SimCity came true. Just thought I'd mention that. It's not difficult to predict, is it, EA? You know, maybe the servers will go down, and still, even now, almost 2 weeks after release, cheater speed is still missing and half the other stuff is still missing.
Cheater speed, really?
Yeah, you have to
I didn't know that.
You have to play it on noob speed.
Wow, so you've got to watch it. Jeez, man.
And the EA FUD machine has been going into overdrive with, like, oh no, it can't be offline, the servers do the calculations. How the hell are you going to have a bank of servers that actually do massive CPU work for clients that are connected? All the servers do, as all the hacker people who got it to work offline, is send information about the cities near them. Like, they have surplus 200 power. Wow, teeny, weeny little bits of text every 20 minutes or so. Wow, that really needs server connections, doesn't it, to handle the massive computational loads, doesn't it, EA? And they put up a blog post today about it, and it's just like, yo, man. Nay, boy. So, yeah, I still haven't bought it. So, yeah, EA, if you want my money, yeah, you better sort it out.
Now for the news.
So we, of course, didn't do a show last week. And this is kind of an amalgamation of a couple of last week's news items teamed with newer stuff from this week. Well, I kept in the good stuff, so the new Thief was announced.
It's probably going to suck, though, isn't it?
You never know. They could do a good job. So it's Eidos Montreal making it, coming out on Windows, PlayStation 4, and other next-gen consoles. What?
So what, the Wii U?
Oh, I'd just say other next-gen consoles. Things that aren't announced.
Well, can I just say, if it's got console versions, it's going to be rubbish.
Okay.
It's going to be dumbed down for the console noobs.
I mean, it's, you know, just a new version of Thief, really. First person.
Deadly Shadows wasn't good enough, really.
Featuring intelligent design that allows players to take full control with freedom to choose their path through the game's levels and how they approach an outcome each challenge. They're going to just make it like Dishonored, really.
So, just like FIFA 1.
Thing is,
so
they've been working
different on, about it?
They've been working on this for years. It would look nice, wouldn't it? It was officially announced by Game Informer and is in Game Informer's April issue. Not a huge amount of details at the moment, other than it's come out 2014.
Well, hopefully it'll be good, but to be honest, with the recent string of releases,
they could do an alright job on it.
Let's push these cameras to 720p.
They're more blurry.
Yeah, that's because the stream is 720p, unlike what it normally is. Although okay. You just look as
I just seem a bit blurry, don't I?
That's what I normally do.
So yeah, that's cool for Thief fans, not so much for Paul, because he just wants it to be a PC game, right?
Yeah, like SimCity.
Next up, Company of Heroes 2... has been delayed slightly. This is, of course, not new news for any Company Heroes fans. But for anyone that didn't realise, it's coming out June 25th now in North America and Europe. It was coming out earlier, but they pushed it back a little bit now that Sega own the... they own Relic after the THQ
Relic,
repossessingness of stuff. So they're still releasing it, and it's coming out 25th of June. Total, another strategy game, Total War Rome 2 news. They announced another faction, the Parthia? Partha? How did I say that?
Never heard of them.
Oh, really? From Nyssa. Well, that's what it used to be called.
Where is that? Like, East Prussia somewhere?
It's
around that sort of way in the world.
The ascension to power of... I just don't know any of these words. Arceus, I think. Arceus. Leader of the Pani tribe. Assured them victory against the... Seleucid...
Should we just move along to the next news item?
I'm just trying to read it.
Roth Planet 3.
Their infantry is made up of Persian and Iranian hillmen.
Where the hell are they based?
Get well, look at that map. There's a map.
A map which shows...
It's an old map.
Tiny bit of the region of the Earth. And I'm just like, well, where the hell is that? Raga? I don't know that. Umu?
Does it not say in there where it's current time? So this is straight off their wiki. I'm not... good with words, I don't
see,
know.
I bet they don't even know where it is, which is why the map is so... Well, this makes it sound like it's obviously somewhere near the Middle East, but...
I thought you knew your history, Paul.
I don't know this part of the world.
Okay.
I only know the important parts of the world. No offense, wherever that place is, which suck.
They're an Eastern faction... that profit from the rich heritage established by the Persian Empire.
So somewhere around Persia.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It doesn't look like it.
Their horses look nice. They've got cool armour.
Horses. I'm an infantryman. What good's a horse against 10,000 infantry?
I don't know.
It can run away for a little while, but it won't be able to get away for long.
Apparently, Parthia is famed for its horses, nomadic horse archers, and heavy cavalry. The latter developing distinctive bronze or iron-scaled armour, which covers both the holder and the rider, which is the cool stuff they've got here.
Mmm, bloody time. That phone's sharp.
You and your phone. But yeah,
me and my crappy O2 signal.
There's only one more faction from the looks of it that is going to be announced, because there's only one more coming soon blob on the Rome 2 wiki thingamajig. So yeah, are you just going to knowledge yourself?
Knowledge myself. I'm having a look where this mad dafty place is. What are you called? Parthia?
Yeah. That looks like almost what is off here. Are you understanding this map? What bit is that?
Wow, that's fucking humongo.
Oh yeah, we're a sweary show now, aren't we?
Yeah, whatever. I'm not sure what their map shows.
Showing that's where they're from, apparently. Or that's Partha, and that's a little bit of it where they're from, I guess. Near some water? That bit?
Yes, that bit, I guess.
That was one of the words I couldn't pronounce.
Modern day Iran.
Seleucid? Is that how you'd say it? Seleucid.
Don't know. Well, I don't know this bit of history, do I?
I never even
looked at that part of the world this far back. 301 BC, when the mad dafties were about. Are you talking about...
No, well, I didn't know if you were going to say anything. I
was just curious or something.
Yeah, I'm cool with you being curious about it. Lost Planet 3 has been given... a release date of June 25th in America, so the same day as Comedy Heroes 2, or June 28th in Europe. Coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. Then some more Capcom news. They're doing a Resident Evil 6 Cross Left 4 Dead 2 project, which is a crossover between the two games, by seeing characters from Left 4 Dead 2 in the PC version of Resident Evil 6 and enemies from Resident Evil 6 invading the PC version of Left 4 Dead 2. All the contents made available completely free for fans of either game to access. So there'll be an update in Left 4 Dead 2 and with the release of Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 6 is coming out on PC April 5th. And the Left 4 Dead stuff, I believe, is just coming out at some point. So if you like the Resident Evil
6... Can I see that map again?
Yeah, of course.
Alright.
Okay.
So North Iran / Turkmenistan way.
Okay. Next up, Saints Row 4.
They had people there at that time.
Yeah, with, you know, ironclad horses.
Iron?
What? Armour, they look cool.
Iron?
They look cool.
Well, what is this?
Was it iron?
2,500 years ago, Mad Dafty Land. Yeah, great.
Bronze or iron armour on their horses.
I'll stick with bronze, thank you very much.
Saints Row 4 has been announced...
It looks slightly nicer.
Saints Row 4 has been announced... Is that because it's shinier? Or is it because it's brownie coloured?
Well, iron will just rust.
Okay.
Mm.
Saints Row 4 has been
bronze
announced...
Bronze will just go manky.
...by Deep Silver. It's coming out this year.
Which is what it should be steel.
On the 23rd of August. It's continuing on the story from Saints Row 3. It sounds like it might be the last one in the series, and it's coming out Xbox 360, PlayStation
Saints
3 and
Row,
Windows.
Last Saints Row 4 last in the series. What's that supposed to mean? What, they're not going to do another one?
Yeah, from the sounds of it.
Isn't that like their second only other thing that makes any money?
Well, it's Volition and it's not THQ anymore. Is it Deep Silver now, isn't it?
Yeah, what else makes them money?
What, Volition?
Deep Silver.
Oh, Deep Silver. Deep Silver have Dead
Island.
We
know Volition obviously makes loads of money from Free Space.
Obviously. Do they even own the IP? Who knows? Who knows where that IP's gone?
Who cares? We're getting Elite Dangerous
No
anyway.
One even knows where the IP of Free Space is, I don't think. Because as far as what I've seen on the internet, it wasn't with the purchase of Volition.
I wish to purchase this IP.
I will give
offer
you
£5. and then I'm going to do a Kickstarter campaign to find someone to make the game.
Did you do your bit of Homeworld for £5 as well? Did you remember to do that?
I did £20 on
Homeworld. Oh, okay, £20. Okay. You'll probably win that. Homeworld 1
Homeworld free.
It'd
be the best game ever. The only trouble is I don't have anyone who can make it.
I was going to say, you don't have anyone. You need
but
a
that's
team.
That's fine, because I'm going to poach everyone at Creative Assembly.
Okay. So yeah, Saints Row 4 coming out this summer. Prior to GTA 5, of course. Not that they're really direct competition, because Saints Row is just kind of wacky, whereas GTA is actually a bit more, you know, mature.
Hey, Mad Daddy Row 2 team, how about Homeworld 3 instead? Here you go.
Warhammer 40k news. What?
A Total War space game.
Okay.
Do it.
Have you not noticed a pattern in their games, which is they're historical? And you want to be like, screw that history, let's go in space.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. So Warhammer...
Have you not noticed the pattern with the other games? It's got a Viking in it.
Warhammer 40k news. So it would seem that maybe Relic don't have the license.
Hey, that's the people we just talked about.
For Warhammer 40k, yeah. The
Total War, Homeworld.
Sega. Because it seems that Slytherin are making a strategy Warhammer 40k game.
Isn't that those guys at Harry Potter?
Yeah. But
it is.
Not them.
They're in game development now. oh my god.
So, yeah, this company called Slytherin have apparently signed an agreement with Games Workshop to make a 40k strategy game, which of course Relic have done for many years, doing all the Dawn of War games. So that's a 40K shame.
40k Warhammer, not Warhammer.
No, a 40k, yeah, fashion. A 40k Warhammer, which of course Relic have done for many, many years with all their Dawn of Wars.
What about Total War Homeworld?
Anyway, Yeah, so that's kind of a weird move. I would have thought Relic would have still had the IP, but I guess not. And maybe they just wanted to see what another company would do. I guess Slytherin must
it's
have had
in the
something.
Past.
I guess Slytherin must have had something interesting to show them to get
it
them to sign
historic.
It.
It can be historic.
But there's no announcement of when the game's going to come out or anything like that. It's just the fact that they've signed an agreement. They're making a Warhammer 40k game, and we shall see what it's like.
What's Sid Meier up to these days? Get him on the phone. Hey, Sid Meier, do you want to make this game? Yeah, I just bought it for £20, yeah.
Civilization?
Oh, yeah, you did Civilization 5.
Wait, didn't they announce your expansion recently?
For Civ 5?
Yeah.
Who cares? Dumbed down console game.
Okay. Sniper Elite 3 has been announced Civ by 505 and Rebellion, a sequel to Sniper Elite V2. It's slated for release in 2014. And is currently in development for current gen and next gen platforms as well as Windows. Sniper Elite 3 is continuing the story of the sniper from V2. They're looking forward to seeing how well it does. They focus on creating all new environments, a more redefined gameplay experience, and a brand new storyline. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, the DLC, which is the virtual reality missions, is available now on PlayStation 3 and is free for a limited amount of time. DLC adds 30 all-new missions to the game, featuring the classic VR look like you imagine from Metal Gear Solid and the VR special missions. As well as that, they're also going to release two additional Rising Revengeance DLC packs this April, or starting from April. The first one is called Jetstream, which will be a side story featuring Sam as a playable character, and the second pack is called Blade Wolf, which will allow players to control the enigmatic Blade Wolf and will showcase his side story. DLC packs features multiple hours, blah blah blah. VR missions are available free on PSN, but no mention of PS 360. But the Jetstream and Blade Wolf DLC will be available in April for $6.99, whatever the equivalent is over here, on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. We mentioned Curve recently because Curve Studios are... This isn't that, this same thing. Curve Studios are releasing a port of Thomas Was Alone on PSN, and they're doing another port for Lone Survivor, which is a...
Game.
A kind of...
Film.
Little...
Game.
It's a pixely survival horror-y game. Notice I added a Y on horror.
Survivalry.
And was previously only on Windows, and they're porting it over to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita. They seem to be doing a lot of porting over to PS3 and PlayStation Vita. And yeah, as well as just being a port, they are also adding new content, including new locations, side quests, and items. And you'll also be able to finish the game with a new ending. It's coming out this summer for PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita. I'm not going to mention that. I've got too much to read. Next up, Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Splinetra.
Sorry,
Splinetra Cell.
How did I not do that? Splinetra Cell Blacklist. Has a few collector's editions. A few.
Right, I'm give this... Right, rant time. I'm sick and tired of these mad daddy games that don't deserve collector's editions having collector's editions. And then they have, like, 10 different versions of it. No offense, yeah, but the next game that does that, I will eat.
You will what?
Eat.
You'll eat it?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, geez, are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, it's quite a thing to say. But yeah, so it's because it's Ubisoft these days. And
Are they still in business?
Splinter Cell, of course, it's Ubisoft. They love to release...
Silent Hunter 5.
Multiple collections.
You shall never be forgiven.
So, of course, they're well known for doing loads of different collections for Assassin's Creed.
God.
You know, Freedom Edition... Join or Die Edition.
When you do a collector's
edition,
you have
Standard
one.
Edition. Yeah. So for Splinter Cell Blacklist, we're not getting the Paladin aircraft, which is a shame, because that sounded like a pretty cool remote control, you know, plane that you could stick a camera on top.
Ned Blobs 2's got it.
Yeah, but that was a cheap one.
May have still worked on.
Yeah, but I reckon this would be better, and it probably has a longer range on it.
Hello!
longer range. So Splinter Cell Blacklist has a total of
Splinter Cell.
Three collector editions, one what I'd call a special edition, and another pre-order bonus. So you can buy the Fifth Freedom edition, which comes with Stun. I know who that is. The Educationer.
Yeah, I know who lots of people are.
Do you know who the Educationer is? Anyway, so they're releasing the Fifth Freedom Edition, which comes... This poor freaking girl. Which includes a 24-inch Sam Fisher figure, a steelbook for it to come in, a graphic novel, and lots of DLC. That's available through Game. It's a Game exclusive in the UK. In Ireland, it's coming out in GameStop. And then there's Fifth Freedom Silver Edition, which is a Uplay exclusive through the Uplay shop, Paul. Which comes with a cheesy-looking silver Sam Fisher figure. See? Cheesy. You can get non-silver. Non-silver, and silver's below.
Apparently, he looks like he's made from cheese.
I was going to move it to the silver one. The silver one looks cheesy. Because the thing is, we kind of... Like, okay, Ubisoft do a good job with whoever they usually get to make their...
No, they don't!
Make their Assassin's Creed figures, Paul. However, Far Cry and Splinter Cell have never had that much luck with the figures that they've made. They haven't looked that great. But, you know, who knows what they'll do with the Sam Fisher.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be
Far
as bad.
Yeah, the Far Cry bobblehead was terrible.
Yeah, the bobblehead's okay.
Nibble.
I've shown you the figure, right, that you could buy off the Ubisoft website. It's terrible.
It's probably terrible. Yeah, I don't disagree with it. I will take your word for it. It's, okay. It's rubbish.
I'll show you after the show.
Ubisoft messed up Sunhunter Hunter 5.
I know.
They will never be forgiven.
I don't.
They can experiment with that, but they fracked up the game I wanted.
Okay. And they're also doing a Ultimatum edition, which comes with a watch. I reckon it'd probably be a kind of cheap looking watch. Only because.
I can't tell what the time
it's
is.
It's not that expensive anywhere to pre-order. And, you know, for a proper watch, you'd kind of think it'd be a bit expensive.
I remember one of the watches I bought, it was £30. £29.99 Argos, in fact.
You don't have a watch anymore.
FYI, I probably do lying around somewhere, and I probably have a couple.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But, at the end, like, now I just, I'm like... I don't need to know what the time is, yeah, bro. I just flow with the flow, yeah?
I guess. So I was trying to find this figure.
It's the advantage of being one with nature, yeah? You just, like, get up when you're ready, yeah? And then you
this
go to sleep when you're ready.
It's horrible, isn't it?
What the... This is what that stupid figure looks like.
They're charging £20 for it.
Notice how cool he looks in the game and all the other promotional stuff. And then we got this guy that doesn't even look like him.
He's, you know why he's so cool in the game, right? They based him off an actual person.
Who's that based off of?
I don't know. Some guy with a chunky
40
neck.
Years later.
But yeah, so they're doing a version with a watch, as you can see there. Oh, poop.
Yeah.
See, Paul swears poop. I'm good. That's the watch. It's got, like, the Sam Fisher little three-light thing, but on a watch
Let me just
face.
Press the wrong button on my computer.
And it says the time on it.
Poop.
Paul. And that comes with the same stuff, which is the graphic novel. Although, apparently it's a 24-page version as opposed to the 96-page version that you get in the other one. And you get a load of DLC. And then they're also doing an upper echelon edition, which is the day one edition. Which comes with DLC, and then Amazon are doing special pre-order bonuses. And the game itself, as has been asked, is coming out 22nd of August this year.
That's ages away. Why are we talking about this mad
Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. We're talking about it because they've announced loads of, you know, crazy collector
editions. Loads of stuff we don't need or want.
And then finally, some news that was announced today, Rezzed. That I went to last year with Charlotte. It was down in Brighton. Brighton.
I know where that is.
Yeah, I know where that is too.
I've been there, in fact.
Yeah.
Once.
Yep. That was 2012 Rez. Now 2013 Rez has been announced. This time it's happening in Birmingham.
Wow, talk about a downgrade in venue.
It's at the NEC, so it's a larger venue. The only thing is that so...
It's in Birmingham.
Well, yeah, it's in Birmingham. So it's good for people from the north and the Midlands. They'll easily be able to get to it. However, anyone from the south will have some trouble.
Yeah, you'd have to go through London again.
Well, yeah, like, well, and it's... Birmingham New Street. And anyone who kind of wanted to go to the Brighton one last year, you know, it's okay to go from London to Brighton. It's not too long. But to get to Birmingham New Street takes a while.
They need to get that mad, dafty high speed rail thingy built in the next couple of months.
I think it's a shame because...
As opposed to 20 years.
I think they'll really notice a lot less people attending this show because it's in Birmingham.
Yeah, but you'll have all the people from up north.
Well, that's the thing. You'll get the people from up north in the Midlands, which will be a lot of people, which of course won't have gone to Resd in Brighton because it's all the way down south. But I think they will notice a noticeable difference in the amount of people attending. I mean, the thing is, a lot of game events do actually happen up north. You just don't really hear about them.
Because nobody can get to them.
Well, I'm going to Retro Revival. That's in Wolverhampton. That's like...
Where the hell is Wolverhampton?
Midlands?
The Midlands.
I think.
And what country is this? Midland.
The middle of the land?
No, boy, the middle of the land is Somerset.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you say so. What's south? Right. What's south?
Weymouth. South is Weymouth.
And what's north?
Bristol.
Okay.
Get the hell off my podcast.
Aww.
Right, it's my show now.
No, I'm still talking about Resd.
No, too late.
Please. Okay, so Resd is happening the 22nd and 23rd of June. Notice it's only 2 days this year. Last year it was, I believe, Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was during the week as well. But I only went on one of the days. They've got space for 10,000 people. I'm not sure how many people really attended last year. They'll have a mix of high-end PC type, kind of more AAA titles and loads of indie games. Because, of course, indie games were the focus last year.
We need Terraria too.
Well, they're doing it for 360, aren't they? There's Left Field Collection again. So there was one last year presented by Sega. This year it's curated by the editors of Eurogamer and Rock Paper Shotgun, and we'll have a variety of new indie games, which was I thought it was pretty cool last year. It was, you know, mainly the best bit of the show. And as well as that, they'll have talks as well. So they've already confirmed that Ragnar Tornquist's Red Thread Games... Oh, right, yeah. So Ragnar Tornquist is the guy, the Dreamfall guy. He's got a really weird name. It's like a... It sounds like some kind of weird celebrity name. So they're showing off Dreamfall chapters, or at least talking about it, which of course recently had a Kickstarter.
Weird name.
Ragnar.
From up north.
Ragnar.
Yeah, well, my name's Captain Epic Win. Okay. You don't see me bragging about.
They've got Chris Avalone from Obsidian talking about Project Eternity and many, many more. Last year there was Peter Molyneux was there.
Oh, God. Send him away.
They had the two guys from...
Oliver Twins.
The guys working on Introversion.
London's a different country.
Prison Architect. They had a Natural Selection talk, I'm sure. A Rome 2 talk. Just like a whole variety
Rome
of talks.
2?
So
what about Total War?
It'll probably be like it was last year. And like
Home
they do with,
World 3.
Like they do with Eurogamer as well. So throughout the day there will be a talk every hour or so. And then you'll just be able to go on the show floor as well. It's a PC focused event or a Windows focused event. Well, PC Linux, I suppose it depends whatever they run stuff on. So no console games. Kind of like Paul's heaven, I suppose. Is that like your heaven almost? No console games, noobing things up.
Oh, the Commonwealth Call of Duty Modern Warfare Fallout. I'll do my Call of Duty thing.
And it's nice because there's of course a lot of indie development on PC going on. So it's nice to have an event to show that kind of stuff off.
Where's my unofficial controller?
As well as a large title. So last year, I guess, they had Far Cry 3 running on PC. ACM.
I rewound my controller to duck and shoot at the same time.
Okay, Paul. But yeah, so it's a PC-focused event. So if you're not a PC gamer, it's probably not the event for you. But if you love PC games and indie development, you should probably head along.
The thing is, yeah, with the computer, yeah, no offense to the console noobs, but it's better.
Okay. The tickets are currently priced...
The tickets are overpriced.
Actually, they're cheaper than that right now. So tickets are on sale. The standard price is £12 a day or £20 for a weekend ticket. However, there's a 25% early bird discount at the moment, so you can get a day ticket for £9 or a weekend ticket for £15. And the early bird discount is available until April 30th. And there's group discounts as well, like they always do. However, there isn't discounts for Virgin Media customers, which from their... the press release about saying Virgin are supporting Eurogamer and Rezzed. I would have thought that would have meant discounted tickets for Rezzed as well, but it doesn't.
It does not.
So yeah, but that's 22nd, 23rd of June. If you're up for going to Birmingham, it's near Birmingham New Street, I believe. It's not that far from it. I don't think I've been to the NEC. I've been to Birmingham a few times, but I don't think I've ever actually been outside of the train station.
Lol.
But yeah, so that's all been announced, and check it out if you're a PC person and want to go play some games.
Yeah, that's, I suppose.
And that's it for the news this week.
Look at these people auto-aim.
Bad hygiene.
Get mad at games. Visibly janky.
You know, you can't... You can't...
yeah, superior.
You can't, generalise things like that.
Too late.
Between console and PC people.
Great resolution. Damn right.
Uh-huh, Paul. Okay. It's your turn now. Name that game.
The glorious PC Master Race.
Yeah, the PC Master Race.
That's what we're called. Okay. We have to make it clear that we're superior.
Okay.
Otherwise the console noobs will start scumming things up with their control.
For me to hit you with this.
Fun enough, she hit me with a computer, not a console.
I can hit you. Oh, damn it. I was going to say I can hit you with a controller, but it's not there.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah, I'll do, just to quickly answer the chat room, London is in a different country.
London what?
Is in a different country.
Is in a different country.
Yeah.
Well, manners and a man. What?
Hi, from BC, Canada. Wave!
Is that...
Hello.
British Columbia.
Hey, boys, before Jesus, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, last week, everyone would have heard this. Ooh, that went on too long, really, didn't it?
It was a bit of a long...
So we had a bunch of people guess horribly wrong. Catherine said, "Are you dunno what? Are you dunno what?" Okay. So yeah, nobody guessed correctly last week. The answer was actually Call of Duty 2. Good game. PC game. Xbox port. Bad.
Oh. Wait. Was 2 on 360 as well?
2 was on 360, yes. Yeah.
2 was also on Xbox, though, wasn't it?
And then, of course, you had the big red one.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Which was the horrible console version that only a on the console older peasant would play.
I had Call of Duty 2 on 360. That came out when the console came out, didn't it?
I had it on PC. It ran at 200 frames a second at 1920 by 12... Actually, it probably didn't use the full widescreen.
360. Was one of the five games we got?
Five? You got five games of it, and Call of Duty 2 was one of them. They saw you coming. Only sells for like £2 on eBay now, doesn't it?
What was that supposed to mean?
Right, this week we've got something a bit different.
Okay.
This is a bit older than Call of Duty 2, and it's on way more platforms. Mm-hmm. this particular footage was from a console version which may have different music than other versions.
I recognise that music.
Do you?
I do.
I don't. But then the version I played probably didn't even have any music.
Is the chat room right?
Right, the chat room can go away.
I can't guess now that I've seen what the chat room are guessing.
Well, why would I have... I had SimCity not long ago, didn't I?
Chat.
So what do you think it is? Come on. Mm. I have to write down all these mad, dafty guesses
you
for next week.
You can put down their guesses, but I'm not going to bother guessing because the chat room's probably...
The Duke Sahuner.
The Education.
SimCity and Wing Breaker. That doesn't sound very nice.
He breaks wings.
SimCity Original, I don't think that's what it was actually called. He says it's a SNES version.
Well, the SNES version was the main console version, wasn't it?
I don't know, I didn't play it on a console because I'm not a console peasant. Especially
I've got it on SNES.
Especially a Japanese console game.
Do you just swear at me?
No.
No?
No. Are you going to do your guess or not? Because we need to get moving on.
SimCity.
SimCity. I'll just go with the flow, don't you?
I'll go with the flow.
SimCity.
It does sound familiar, though. I don't think it's 2000.
Nah, 2000 had funky music.
Yeah, 2000 had way cooler music. And the console version, I'm pretty sure the music was the same as the Windows version, wasn't it?
Apart from on Nintendo. Or as I like to say, Nintendo.
I played SimCity 2000 on the Sega Saturn.
You played it on the Saturn.
SimCity 2000, yeah. That's the first time I played it.
Well, play on a PC.
We didn't have a PC then. We played it on the Saturn.
I played it. I had the following versions of SimCity 2000. I've got the Pocket PC version. I've got the PC version. DOS.
I have it on PC
as
well.
I've got the Archimedes RIX PC version, and I've got the Archimedes A5000 version.
That's very nice, Paul.
All of those are not consoles.
Sega Saturn.
I had a Sega Saturn. Do you know what I played on it?
Virtua Fighter? What did you play on it?
I didn't really play anything on it because I had my computer.
What did you have?
Command & Conquer.
Okay. What else?
Because that was before I had my IBM compatible. And like Sega Worldwide Soccer.
Wow. Even I don't have that.
Right. Get off my podcast. The chat room says PCs are for turbo nerds who can't handle the kick, but reality is, and blah blah blah. Right, how do we ban people?
Don't be mean. Don't.
I think we just click this button.
Oh,
don't
do that.
Well, let's move along, shall we? Oh, thank you. Some backup from someone.
To be fair, isn't Oxlow like a PC turbo nerd as well? Right? Does he... Actually, no, he has a 360, doesn't he?
Yeah, which he uses for Netflix on the TV.
Is that all he uses it for?
You actually play games on these things? The only reason I use it is because it's conveniently located next to the TV. Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, yeah, you'd rather play a game.
I mean,
PC.
Yeah, I would like to play finish Halo
That's
4.
That's what he does. And he plays Red Dead Redemption.
I would like to finish Halo 4, yeah, but at the end of the day... I have to turn this Xbox thing on, turn the telly on, switch the telly to the right channel, wait for the Xbox to turn on, put the disc in, and it's like, or I could just
find in on your profile as well.
Or I could just double click an icon on my desktop.
Okay,
or
Paul.
On the start screen. La la la, there we go. So, oh my god, it's there, easy, launch game, sorted. I don't even have to move from my like default sitting position
okay,
in the house.
Paul.
Apparently has a PS3 as well.
Oh, really? What'd they use that for? Blu-rays, I guess.
What for? I've got a Blu-ray drive in my computer. We've got two Blu-ray drives
in
computers in this house.
I've got one in my computer.
Console peasants.
Except I can't actually play anything through mine, can I? Because you have to have a HDMI lead going through it, don't you?
No.
I'm pretty sure I could never get a Blu-ray working.
Depends what software you use.
On my, yeah, I suppose.
Just use VLC.
Oh, okay. I never use VLC on it.
I have a Blu-ray player for Blu-rays.
Oh, okay. So what do you have a PS3 for?
Oh my god, the chat room has now started a massive
argument.
I started
my console back in the 80s, but moved to PCs and now prefer PCs over consoles.
Yeah, console noobs. glorious PC Master Race.
I've been a console gamer since always, and I still love console games.
My first thing but I played games on was a computer.
I will play games on a PC as well. Yeah, I didn't have a PC growing up. Well, we had a Spectrum.
Neither did I.
We had a Spectrum.
Yeah, the Spectrum was my first computer.
Well, there you go. Mine too.
But it's not a console, is it?
No, but I like consoles. They just said that.
Yeah.
Is that like a thingy? But that is a thingy.
What's a thingy?
Zero punctuation.
I don't know.
That's the little kind of people he uses. I had an S.
Right, we're leaving this on the screen for the next 10 minutes now, just to reinforce the fact that dirty console peasants look like this guy.
Thanks, Paul, calling me a dirty console peasant.
You're using a computer at the moment, so it's okay.
Okay.
For now. Oh, wait, I need to finish up Name That Game. Yeah, if you're not listening live, feedback at gamercast.net with your guests, or leave a comment on the website as well. You can do that. Yeah, thank you. That's gamercast.net/whatever this episode is.
New releases this week.
So we've got a few releases this week.
Are these all console games?
No, because Trials Evolution Gold is coming out on PC. I was going to say that to you. Oh, look, they're all console games coming out. But no, Trials.
And that's another thing. Why wasn't Red Dead Redemption on PC?
Because they didn't release it on PC.
Right, that's it. You're getting a boycott.
Because they didn't port it over to PC, that's why.
No GTA 5. That's it. Screw you people.
Okay, so first up this week is War Judgment's coming out. It's an Xbox 360 only title. It's been made by People Can Fly, as opposed to Epic, who of course have made them all in the past. This is why it's a bit different.
People Can Fly.
You play as Baird.
Only if you're the glorious PC master.
Is that how you say his name? Baird?
I just call him Beer.
Beard.
Beer.
Oh, Beer.
Alright, Beer, how's it going? This is Beard. Mucus. How's it going?
Beard. Baird.
It's beer and mucus, isn't it?
But yeah, because of what happened in Gears of War 3, it was just him, and yeah. I think, is it a prequel? I can't really remember. To be honest, I haven't been hugely interested in it, but I'm sure I'll give it a play. But yeah, so that's coming out 360. Then we got the highly anticipated Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
So this is a retail release?
This is an Activision game.
Retail disc?
Yes.
So this is not related to the free episodes for download? Or is it the free episodes for download?
This is nothing related to the Walking Dead game that's already out.
So yeah, just clarifying that.
There were more than three episodes.
Well, however many episodes are on. I only played none of the first ones, but there you go.
You saw me play the first one, didn't you?
Yeah, and I was like, this is just Heavy Rain, but less polished.
So this is made by Activision. It has the characters from the TV show in it.
So it's not just a random zombie game with...
No, it's got Daryl in it and his brother
Morris. Yeah,
Morris. I can't think of what his name is.
Merle, isn't it?
Merle, yeah.
But I'm doing a funny thing where everyone's names are slightly.
But this Morris. Game, well, it's a 360, PS3, and Wii U title.
Wii U.
Walking.
If you're gonna get a console, get the Wii U.
Why is that?
Because no one else is gonna get it.
So there's been a lot of hoo-ha over this game, if that's hoo-ha. What you want to call it, because people are like, is this actually going to be anything? Oh wow, it's Terminal Reality, they're still making games. Terminal Reality made Nocturne on the PC.
They made what?
Nocturne on the PC.
What the hell is that?
It's a PC game. See, look, I played a PC game, Nocturne. It had a guy on the front. You might recognise the box art if you looked at it. I'm just saying, I did play PC games as well once we got a PC. It's a first-person action survival game.
I'll turn the microphone back on then, shall I?
Had you muted?
I muted it since you started having a go at me.
Oh, I wasn't having a go at you. But yeah, as I just said, it's a first-person action survival game that brings to life the authentic, heart-stopping horrors of the hit AMC TV series The Walking Dead.
So wait, it's just the Black Ops zombie crap repackaged.
Well, it is made by Terminal Reality, though. It's not made by, you know, COD peoples. So wait. Like, that's the box art. Because I'm thinking that's the only people they could get. So you've got Daryl on the front and Merle there as well.
What about the kid? What about
as I'm just saying, this is probably sheriff. What they got with it. It's apparently a prequel to the TV show. It's set in Georgia, and it focuses on Daryl and Merle as they make their way to Atlanta.
Well, if it focuses on them, then it makes sense to have them
on
the box.
But they've obviously focused on them because they're the people they could get.
Not necessarily.
There's a larger emphasis on that, you
think? The chat room wants to know, so what will be original? Question mark.
What, for the game? Well, it's a prequel, so...
Carl will be badass when he gets older.
It's a prequel to the TV show, so from the sounds of it, it'll have nothing to do with anything that's happened in The Walking Dead.
That's fine, because if it did, it would be...
Because then they make it all up. But you play as Daryl, and you can either fight or stealth past walkers...
Unless you can punch the governor in the face.
You meet other survivors on the way, and apparently you can either help or attack them.
Let's just attack them, governor style.
But there was an early video.
Wait,
trailer.
If it's a prequel, then isn't it before the zombies?
It's just as the zombies happened.
I don't know. This is going
to
sound like
it's them making their way to Atlanta because they thought Atlanta was like the safe zone.
Oh, wait. This is just going to be a Double Dragon game. And then the second one will have the zombies.
So it's kind of weird because I remember watching a trailer that got leaked or something like that. And it looked kind of old. And Activision were like, oh, no, it's okay. That's not finished game, so it'll be okay.
Not finished game, no. It's just a game we're going to ship.
So who knows what it'll be like. I'm sure reviews will say... I don't think reviews have started coming out yet.
No, they haven't. Don't bother looking.
Oh. Okay. So as I said, 360, PlayStation 3, and Nintendo Wii.
Nintendo. We've also got Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate coming out.
Yep, this is coming out on Nintendo Wii.
YI.
The Wii U. Not the YI.
YIU.
The YIU. And the 3DS as a consecutive kind of run against each other because they're supposed to have some
Monster Hunter cross-play games.
That's okay, they're PSP games. Why would you have played them? Or PS2 game. There was one PS2 game over here and multiple PSP games.
PS2? What a shite console.
Then Monster Hunter came
the console
out
peasant
on
list.
The Nintendo Wii, and then now we've got these two coming out over here as well. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, if you want to give it a play, in case you're a bit unsure of what it's like, it's kind of RPG elements, fighting monsters, getting teams together and going against them. You can get down in the demo off the Wii U store or the Nintendo 3DS store to see if you'd like to give them a go. It'll probably bring a lot more new people to the franchise because, not being mean, like, Monster Hunter did really well in Japan, but as it was released on the PSP, over here it didn't do so great, as the PSP didn't do so well. Hardcore fans playing it.
Yeah, the PSP people here were people who would, like...
have it for a certain reason.
Dumb?
You don't... No! I have a PSP for good reasons. I still have a PSP.
You think you have a PSP. You don't know if you've got it anymore.
I do have it. It's white. Actually, no, it's not white. It's a Final Fantasy Crisis Core one. It's nice. It's silver. It's slim. There was quite a core audience for it when it was on the PSP. However, now bringing it on the Wii U and the 3DS, they're going to broaden out the consumer base. Because, of course, you don't get many Wii U games released every day, and you don't get many 3DS games released either. Owners of the handheld and console will be happy to have a new game to play. Yeah, they will. Next up, I believe we mentioned like two of these before.
Need for Speed Most Wanted's already out.
On the Wii U is coming out.
Okay, yeah. Well, for people who have a Wii U, you can buy an EA game and want to commit suicide.
And Dead or Alive 5 Plus is coming out on PlayStation Vita. I'm pretty sure we mentioned this before. Maybe it'll come out this week, maybe it won't, who knows. Things, of course, get delayed in the games industry, or pushed back, or brought forwards, and things like that. So it may or may not come out. This is a port of Dead or Alive 5 on the PlayStation Vita. Then we've also got Hyperdimension Neptunia Victory on the PS3. This is the second Hyperdimension game coming out in Europe. I'm sure this has probably been out in Japan for quite some time. But the first one came out a few years back. It's a weird game.
Neighbor.
It's a JRPG, pretty much. And then we've also got Trials Evolution Gold coming out on PC. So this is a gold edition of Trials Evolution, with all like DLC and stuff like that in it. And then we've also got the Wii Mini, which is in red. Is it red and black?
It's black, black with a red with trim. Red trim. Yeah.
And what's the retail on those?
I don't know.
Oh.
How am I supposed to know how much it is? You're the console peasant.
I'm not buying a Wii Mini. I have a Wii. Why would I need a Wii Mini?
Because you want one that's crippled.
I don't want a crippled Wii.
I'll make yours crippled.
No, you're not allowed. Let's have a see. Wii Mini, 80 quid.
80 quid?
Can't you buy a 360 for that?
Yeah, I think you can buy 360s on Games website secondhand for like 60 quid. Obviously, it's the old 40 ones that go wrong after 10 minutes.
I think it looks kind of cute, but it's like a completely dumbed down thing.
Well, it just doesn't have internet.
It looks kind of cute.
It has no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And no compatibility. But then there's
power button.
Dropped the compatibility in the later model Wii's anyway.
Did they?
Yeah, all the memory card ports and the controller ports all just disappeared off of them without anyone knowing.
Well, I'm sure people did know.
It's like, where's my flap gone?
Where's my flap? I want my flap back. So yeah. And that's the last release of the Wii.
In other news, SimCity. EA hasn't given to me yet.
Nope.
They need to give it to me because I'm not buying it.
I'm sure they're okay with you not buying it.
Yeah, but they're not okay with me slagging them off for years on it, are they?
I don't know. I'm sure you could for a while.
Could I've been slagging them off since like they ruined Emperor Battle for June. And let's not forget the post-Tiberian Sun Commander Conquerors.
Or, of course, Renegade?
Whatever. I have no issue with with Tiberian Sun. I actually quite like that game. The chat room says SimCity. Yes, that is the proper way of saying it.
Oh, what, with a space, yeah.
Well, just hence the fact, Sim Village.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sim Village.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be playing Mech Warrior after this, because to be honest, I can't be bothered to do anything today. So, yeah.
That's nice, Paul.
Well, I've been streaming it the last few episodes we've done. I've, you know, streamed Mech Warrior for like an hour or so afterwards. But...
Didn't you do some AVP as well?
Yeah, I've streamed AVP and stuff as well. Oxlow streamed some Shogun 2. He was commentating over a battle I was fighting, and I totally destroyed my opponent. I suffered like 6 casualties, and they suffered like 4,000. I'm just like, Yaldi. What the? Hawken is not mech game.
They're doing that to annoy you.
Hawken is not a mech game. It's Unreal Tournament. And it's not even any good. Christ's sake. What are you watching?
A Survival Instinct trailer. Oh my god, that model looked terrible.
Nah, it's no need to rant because there's nothing to rant about because everyone agrees with me that Hawken is Unreal Tournament.
That looked a bit pants watching that trailer.
It's pants and it's Activision. Oh my god. What's the last good game Activision released?
I don't think they've got a reason for their character models.
Oh wait, like StarCraft 2.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Blizzard side. That's the Blizzard side.
The side that you can trust. The Blizzard side.
Trust? I don't know about trust because I was half expecting the Heart of Swarm 18 months ago.
I suppose.
Yeah, I was looking for my achievement list on Wings of Liberty, yeah. Right, this show's going on a bit. And they're all done in like July 2010? That's almost 3 years ago. Jesus Christ. And when you actually look at a Heart of Swarm story, it's like, what on earth took them this long? I could have boshed that out. Balancing? Screw balance. The game isn't balanced anyway.
AI?
AI is exactly the same. I could have boshed it out in 6 months with 2 people.
There you go.
They wanted more of the monies. How do they get more of the monies? Sure. They just... What? Off. Is Zerg overpowered? Fucking ban.
Oh my god. Wow.
Zerg are not overpowered.
Okay, Paul.
Right, let's finish this episode up before anyone else gets banned from the chat room with their stupid comments. So yeah, we'll be back next week with an update on how SimCity's doing.